Hi, this is a dictation for Jeremy Pointis Johnson. J like Japan, E like Ellie, R like Ripple, E like Ellie, M like Mary, I like Inkster. Middle name is Pointis Johnson. P like Paul, O like Opal, I like Inkster, N like Nancy, T like Tom, Z like Zebra, E like Ellie, F like Sam, Dash Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N. Date of birth is 3-4-91, date of accident 4-9-2022, date of service 11-28-2022. Mr. Jeremy Johnson is here for a new patient evaluation. He was initially injured on April 9, 2022, in an alleged motor vehicular accident where he was the pedestrian, and he is suffering from severe pain in the neck area, especially to the left side of the neck, radiating to the upper shoulder and into the right shoulder. Some pain in the lower back and both legs due to the fracture, both arms, and also occasionally into the chest ribs, especially the left lower ribs. History of the accident is as follows. On April 9, 2022, the patient was walking at 2 to 3 a.m. On 7 Mile and Southfield region. He actually was walking on 7 Mile to go to a gas station, and after that he doesn't remember what happened, but he was hit and run, and he passed out. He was in coma, and he woke up 3 weeks later in the hospital on 4/24/2022. Before that, he has no idea what happened, but he knows that the driver of the car who hit him was caught. There was a hit-and-run accident with loss of consciousness for 3 weeks. The ambulance arrived at the scene. He had a fracture of both legs. He still has an open wound of the left leg. The fracture of the tibia on both legs were fixed. In addition, patient report that he suffered from a pierced lung which collapsed, and there was a pneumothorax that was treated by being on ventilator. He had a pneumonia subsequently, which was also treated. He had a blood clot in the left leg that was treated. He had a fracture of both legs and also on the fracture of the facial bone. He had a fracture of the neck that was operated by surgery. With the C1, C2 fusion at Sinai Grace Hospital. The pain occurs several times a day as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, cramping, and varies from 3 to 9. The pain has interfered in the ADLs around 7 on a scale of 1 to 10. Patient modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, bending, coughing, sneezing, and relieved by sitting and lying down and walking. History of past x-rays. Patient has had many x-rays, MRI, blood tests, bone scan, all at Sinai Grace Hospital. The patient has numbness and tingling of both legs and muscle weakness of the right arm, where he drops his phone and other dinner plates and etc. Cannot cook and having a hard time carrying on. No bowel, bladder incontinence is reported. Past treatment is as follows. Patient initially was treated at the Sinai Grace Hospital with various surgeries for both legs and for pneumothorax and cervical spine surgery. Since then, he was admitted to Rehabilitation Institute of DMC for a month. He was an inpatient treatment for rehab. After that, he was discharged. He went to physical therapy at Aquatic Solutions, Telegraph, and 696 a month ago. and he's currently doing home PT for last 1 month. Medical history, he is positive for HIV and he is getting treated for HIV. He has a problem with the memory, he is seeing a neurologist. No other medical history. Past surgical history is positive for C1, C2 fusion at Sinai Grace Hospital with a scar in the back of the neck. Allergies, none. Family history, mother is alive, suffers from hypertension. Father is alive, no medical problem. Five brothers who are all alive and no medical problems. Relationship status, patient is single and he lives with the mom and there is no kids. Current employment status, patient is unemployed and is on disability. Legal history, patient is Jason as the attorney taking care of him. And Mike Fortner from Spectrum Legal Services. Smoking, personal history, patient does drink socially and smokes 2 packs of cigarettes and does not use recreational drugs. ADS are affected as follows. Patient reports that general activity, mood, work, and enjoyment of life are affected. 8, sleep, and ability to concentrate and relationship with other people are affected. 7. In addition, patient also reports that running is affected. 10, doing yard work. 9, eating is affected. 8, and the home chores, doing laundry, and reaching into cabinet is affected. 7, standing and vacuuming are affected. 6, among all the ADLs. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 171/1, 102, pulse is 75, pulse ox is 96, temperature is 98.1, respiratory rate is 16, pulse height is 5'8", weight is 158. Mr. Jeremy Pointes Johnson is a 31-year-old African-American male of a good built, nutrition, alert-oriented, cooperative, and conscious. No sinus, jaundice, clubbing, colonic, hydration is good, and there is acute distress for pain phases, but no shortness of breath. No, some anxiety is observed. Patient has a decent attitude and demeanor, and dress and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk with pain. He's using a cane. He has a walker at home. And in the skin, please mention there is a scar in the back of the neck at the level of C1, C2, C3, C4 for a previous surgery of the Sinai Grace Hospital for neck surgery fusion. And there is an open wound of the left leg, 1 inch long, in the front of the tibia, non-healing. That is being addressed by the hospital. The rest of the exam is from the template, including neurological examination, which is normal. Musculature examination is normal. Musculoskeletal examination is as follows. The patient has a pain in the neck and the lower back. However, on inspection, the entire spine has a normal curvature and alignment with no scars noticed, except in the cervical spine area, C1, C2, C3, C4 area, where there is a midline scar for the surgery that has been done on him. On palpation, there are no scoliosis, abnormal kyphosis, humpback. Pelvic iliac crest is equal and no pelvic tilt is noticed. Pelvic iliac crest height is equal. Spine tenderness. Some tenderness is noticed at L3, 4, 5 spine and the neck area at C1, 2, 3, 4, 5 with the paravertebral muscle spasm from L1 to L5 bilaterally with mild tenderness and no hypertonicity. In the range of motion, cervical spine is limited to as follows. Forward flexion is 30, extension is 40, bilateral side flexion is 40, bilateral rotation is 40. In the lumbar spine, range of motion forward flexion is 30, extension is 10, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 25. Hyperextension was not painful. Maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain. In cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, Lerman test is negative, the stretching test is negative, total oil test is negative. Thoracic spine, Bruce test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, Brzezinski Kernick test was negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 35 degrees. Contralateral leg raise test is positive. Breger test is negative. Kemp test is positive. Babinski sign is negative. Sacral iliac joint, bilateral sacral iliac joints are found tender. And standing flexion test is negative. Iliac compression test is positive. And dissection test is positive. Faber test bilaterally is positive. Consulent test is positive bilaterally. Tendril work sign is negative. Extremities examination. Patient has a known history of fracture on both legs with the obvious repair work done on it and pain in the right shoulder. And that is leading to separate examination. But the rest of the extremities are found normal. The left upper extremity and both lower extremities have a normal motor power, no pedal edema. There is a laceration of 1 inch on the left leg that is still not healed up from the previous treatment protocol at Sinai Grace Hospital and is being observed by the orthopedic surgeon. The examination of the chest was found positive. At left lower chest was slightly tender, but however, no fracture, swelling, lacerations are noticed. Breath sounds were normal and patient is able to extend the chest pretty good. Examination of the right shoulder reveals that the pain level is around 6 and he can only maximally do an abduction up to 90 degrees, beyond which there is severe pain in the shoulder. However, the shoulder does appear normal, and on palpation there are no tender points except for the rotator cuff region. The muscle strength is 4/5. Special tests were found positive for rotator cuff injury, especially Hudson-Kennedy test, the feet test, near test are positive, anterior posterior apprehension test positive, drop arm test was negative. The examination of the both legs reveals that there is obviously a fracture and there is a treatment scar and there is a laceration of the front of the left leg 1 inch long. But distally, there is no deficit. The patient is able to move all the toes and no numbness, tingling or radiation of the pain is observed. Kindly mention in the history, end of the history, that the patient has history of headaches. They are located right temple, 5 on a scale of 1 to 10, moderately severe, off and on, and sensitive to the noise. And TBI symptoms reported are loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, loss of memory, forgetfulness, lack of focus, lack of concentration, and blood vision. And he's seeing a neurologist, Dr. Fesseler, F-E-S-S-L-E-R, and he's seeing an orthopedic surgeon, Dr. Daniel Hoard, H-O-A-R-D. Please also mention there are other multiple scars that were not dictated in the skin area of examination. Please mention that patient has a 2-inch long scar on the forehead, which is healed up, 4-inch scar for the cervical spine involving the top C1 to C5 spine. And there are multiple scars on the both legs for intramedullary nail placement on the right as well as the left. Most of them have healed up. Only one scar is not healing, 1 inch long in the left leg. The vital signs also were not dictated, I believe. The blood pressure was 171/102, pulse 75, pulse ox 96, respiratory 16, temperature 98.1, height 5'8", weight 158. Diagnosis, V89.2XXT. R26.89, 110, Z79.891, R26.2, CNS, S09.90XA, R51, F32.9, F41.1. In the general, please mention HIV positive. Nerves, M79.2. Muscles, M62.838. Chest, a blunt chest trauma, possible sprain of the left ribs, 7 to 4, 11. Shoulder, the right shoulder, M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, 75.50, S43.432D. In the lower extremities, M79.60, M79.604. Status post fractures of both the tibias. Number spine, M54.5, 51.27, 54.16, M54.42, S3B.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, bilateral, M99.04. The plan of care for Mr. Jeremy Pointes Johnson is from the template. And treatment plan is described as follows. Physical therapy has not been ordered because patient report that he has been getting some therapy from somewhere, and on his next visit he will bring all the information. Disability also has not been checked for him. Physical therapy will be reviewed again. Medications, the non-narcotic medication that are provided to this gentleman are as follows. Naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory, a level 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, pain relief and relaxation sleep. Flexible 10 milligram 3 times a day for muscle relaxation. Lidocaine gel 5% 200 gram for low topical pain relief. For narcotic medication is provided one time for Percocet 7.5 325 Ritalin 15 days 30 tablets. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records. Various MRIs are available at the time of dictation, and they're as follows. This MRI for lumbar spine is ordered on June 30th, 2000. It is done on 2022 and reports the following. And there is no lumbar disc herniation, spinal canal stenosis, mild lumbar spondylosis, and mild L4, L5 foramen stenosis. This was done at Northland Radiology. MRI of the brain shows multiple foci of subcortical white matter, frontal lobe, bilateral susceptibility, artifact consistent with prior microhemorrhage. Two other foci are seen in corpus callosum posteriorly, and the patient is seeing a neurologist of his own anyway. MRI of the pelvis was found to be normal with no trauma or fractures. MRI of the right hip was done and it shows no evidence of any occult bone trauma. MRI of the left hip was also without any evidence of any fractures. MRI of the right shoulder shows focal high grade partial to full thickness tear at the attachment of supraspinatus tendon and fraying of the adjacent articular surface to fibers of the supraspinatus tendon. Mild subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, degenerative spurring at the distal end of clavicle, clinoid labrum tear, and possible subcutaneous lesions along the posterior medial aspect of the shoulder joint. MRI of the left shoulder, dated 10/28/2022, shows no evidence of any tear of rotator cuff. MRI of the right ankle shows mild tenous synovitis, posterior tibialis tendon, small talofibial joint effusion, distal Achilles tendinopathy, and currently he has no pain. MRI of the left ankle shows intermedullary nail in the distal tibia. No evidence of ligament injury. No small talo-tibial joint effusion. MRI of the right foot. No MRI evidence of focal bone traumas. MRI of the left foot, dated 11-1-2022, shows vocal degenerative bone marrow edema-like signal along the head of the first metatarsal and transchondral injury. Please mention in the beginning of this history that the patient was referred from Northland Radiology for management of the chronic pain. Thank you.